The family of the late Caroline Favot wants to thank many in Squamish for their support since the 30-year-old passed away. Jane Olkey, mother to Favot, who died while snowmobiling on Brom Ridge on March 9, expressed feeling overwhelmed by the reception. She, Favot's father, Joe Favot, older sister Elizabeth, and younger brother Timothy received when they were in town in the wake of her death. Despite the effort of many first responders who were on the scene, Favot died after hitting a tree while sledding. The family then made their way from their home in Kingston, Ont, to Squamish, where Favot had lived on and off since 2020. My focus is just how wonderful it was for her out there, and I just want to thank everybody for all the amazing things that they did for her and that they did for us, Olkey said over the phone once the family had returned to Ontario. I couldn't believe it, we were in absolute shock. We didn't have to do anything. Very supportive, Olkey said. Christine Martin, principal and teacher at Squamish Waldorf, where Favot worked as an educational assistant, and Martin's husband, James, helped the family through those first difficult days. The Martins, having lost their daughter Michaela, who died in a mountain biking accident in 2019, were able to relate and were very supportive, Olkey said. I don't know how we would have gotten through it if they hadn't been there, she said. Olkey was touched during a Waldorf school tour to receive thoughtful cards and handiwork from the students and to see how much the children, staff and faculty there cared for Favot. Olkey noted that when Favot was a little girl, the age of her students at the school, she was shy and sweet. Her friends in elementary school, and into high school, called her Care Bear, Olkey recalled. Favot's Waldorf students wanted to see what she looked like as a child, so Favot had brought in a picture of herself at about 10 years old. When they learned of what she was called, they started calling her Care Bear, too, Olkey said. The students also drew images of a girl on a llama. And they were calling her Carrie Llama, Olkey said, with a soft laugh. A friend indeed. Veronica Ostakova spoke to the Squamish chief on behalf of Favot's close Sea to Sky circle of friends. Ostakova met Favot when they were both working at Garfinkel's in Whistler. Ostakova said that while the pair were the best of friends, she has seen through the outpouring of emotion of so many since her death just how many people Favot knew. Ostakova credits Favot's openness and kindness for how easily she connected with so many in the corridor. Favot had a great balance of generosity and adventure, Ostakova said. She recalled that very early in their friendship, Favot had offered her own bed to Ostakova when the latter found herself between rentals. They lived together for 3 weeks and became very close. Ostakova is from Ukraine, and when Russia invaded her home country, where her family still lived, she was deeply traumatized by it. Favot was there for her, even attending a protest with her in Vancouver in support. She was just there for me immediately and she knew what to do, Ostakova recalled. Favot was also willing to go with the flow and up for almost any adventure. Ostakova recalled being in Europe with a friend and convincing Favot to join them, which Favot did. Favot was also patient, Ostakova said. For example, she taught Ostakova how to mountain bike. Favot loved the sport and was good at it, but was kind and understanding with Ostakova when teaching the non-biker how to ride. Favot left her friends with many lessons to live by, Ostakova said. She found the good in people and would defend those who were being judged, said Ostakova. She literally never had anything bad to say about anyone, she said, adding that Favot always left people with an encouraging word, helping build their confidence. Her friends also take inspiration from Favot's confidence in who she was and what she wanted, and her determination to pursue it. She's done so much in her short life that a lot of people don't manage to make happen in their whole lifetime, Ostakova said. She would always just go after it all. That is something a lot of us are trying to take on now and today, is to find your passion and not hesitate. Ostakova also noted that Favot's friends had been touched by how the community came together to help pull off the celebration of life. Heartfelt celebration of life. Olki said she was also very thankful for a local pilot who flew them up to Brom Ridge. "We spent some time there. It was valuable time, very valuable," she said. Then, the family was taken to the celebration of life for Favo at the top of the Sea to Sky gondola, the staff of which Ostakova also noted went out of their way to help with the celebration, as did No Limits Heli Adventures, among others. Olki said that Favo's many friends, present and past co-workers, had gathered. There was a circle of them around a snowmobile helmet in the center, that attendees put roses on. "There was music and flowers and food, everywhere," Olki said. Many whom the family met told stories of how kind and generous Favo was. There were things, even that week before she died, where she was helping other people. "She was a good confidant," Olki said, noting her daughter's past career as a social worker likely made her empathetic and easy to talk to. "It really gives me comfort, all the good things I heard about her." Olki said she believes her daughter was in a really good place in her life at the time of her death. "This is a comfort, but also bittersweet," Olki said. She was happy in Squamish and had applied to pursue a Bachelor of Education at UBC. "It was heartbreaking because when I was talking to her before this happened, she was feeling really optimistic," Olki said. "She knew exactly where she wanted to go, and I think that her experience at the Waldorf school really played a big factor." In Favo's obituary, the family suggested those who wished to could give to the school, in her memory. Forever remembered. Christine Martin told the Squamish chief that Favo had started as an educational assistant at the school in September. "She was just really wonderful with the children," Martin said. "She gained their trust and love really quickly. And she was just striving to meet them with a warmth and a kindness, but also a wisdom and strength. And she had a great relationship with the class and the teachers." In addition to making items for her family, the class that Favo worked with held a ceremony by the water with drumming and singing, which included Ostakova and other friends. "They put purple tulips, Favo's favorite, into the water," Martin said. "We miss her so much. And she was just such a beautiful shining person that the children loved. We still feel her presence around. So, we'll keep her in our hearts and in our minds for a lifetime, especially those children. Those children will never forget her." Please note. This story has been corrected to say that No Limits Heli Adventure supplied the flights for the family.